You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, and this is our latest look at the Miami Marlins. I'm joined by Joe Fusaro. And, Joe, we're going to look back at 2016 here, and it's obviously a tough thing to do because you can't think about the year 2016 as it pertains to the Marlins without thinking about number 16 and the untimely loss of Jose Fernandez. It simply overshadows everything else that happened this year.
Without question, Anthony, in all my years of covering a number of sports, 15, 16 years at MLB.com and 10 years in the NFL covering that, I had never covered anything close to this. It's so sad. They made so many strides in 16, and as a team, I mean, they dealt with some adversity. Don Mattingly inserted this, changed the culture. He got everyone believing. The team did really well, kind of ran out of gas at the end and had so much hope for the future. And Jose's season, his finest moment on the mound, I think it was 47 career starts and start number 47, and I remember watching that 5 days before his death going, if this is what he's going to be, we're looking at another Kershaw, the right-handed Kershaw. We're looking at, a guy that's just going to be incredibly good. And 5 days later, it all ended. And we still down here haven't gotten over it completely. And it's going to be a while. It's going on 3 months. It's that whole month of October, personally, it was very rough. Just getting away from the game and not, realizing what happened and the tragedy for this team. And you could only imagine being, the young players that came up in the system with Jose that played minor league ball. And, for players in their 20s, 30s, or even Nitro in his 40s, you don't do this. You don't bury your own. This is not something that was easy, and no matter what, you do for all that that happened in 16, this cloud is going to always hang over this year and this franchise. And, you try to celebrate, and when you think of the memories of all that he did and all that he wanted to achieve, and just the fun and the word joy is what Don Mattingly used, that he played the game with so much joy. And, Jose Fernandez, when I think of all the players covering a 20-year-old Miguel Cabrera back in 03, a 21-year-old Dontrell Willis the same year, 23-year-old Josh Beckett winning the World Series in 03, and all those, good players that the Marlins had, really good players. And I don't think I ever covered a player that enjoyed playing baseball more than Jose Fernandez. Just being at the ballpark, the way he interacted with people, no matter who you were, he never met a stranger. He always had something to say if he made eye contact with you. Being on TV and having photo bombing me the few times that I'm on. he always reminded you it was a game, and he just made it a lot of fun to go to the ballpark, and that hole is going to be, really impossible to fill.
Yeah, huge, huge, huge loss, not just for the Marlins, but for MLB as a whole. He meant so much to the game as one of the game's bright young stars, and it's a tough one. And it's interesting, Joe, I think of D. Gordon's 2016 season, and he had the suspension earlier in the year. But now you can't think of D. Gordon 2016. The moment I think of is not the suspension. I think of that home run he hit in the first game after Jose's death. There's just nothing quite like it. It was probably the signature moment of the regular season, as far as I'm concerned.
No question. And one of in franchise history. It's a franchise with two World Series, and those moments are always going to be remembered. But, in terms of a moment in a regular season game that didn't involve clinching or some sort of playoff implication, just a moment. And that kind of was it, that kind of underlined the season. It for D to do that, to step up, for these guys to play without, with tears filled in their eyes and try to see a baseball and just have the presence to go up and kind of, do Jose's setup for one pitch, kind of alerting the umpires, the Mets, that was coming. And then, two pitches later to hit the upper deck with a home run and just the tearful, trot around the bases and embraced by his teammates and coaching staff in the dugout. And, the smallest Marlin comes up with the biggest hit, and the biggest moment of the year.
And, you mentioned this, but one thing that made it so tough is if it weren't just tough enough on its face, but this team is obviously trending upward in the NL East. and was really hanging in there in contention in 2016. And I just want to delve into that for a second because, you know, there are positives here. If you can get yourself mentally beyond the tragedy, there are positives with this franchise. And Don Mattingly's arrival was a big one. Marcell Ozuna had a big first half, which was really encouraging after the rough year he had in 2015. But to me, Joe, the thing that stands out more than anything else was Christian Yelich became a legit star in 2016. He got some down ballot MVP love. He got the Silver Slugger. Kind of became the hitter he's prescribed to be.
And more than that, Anthony, I think he's kind of was angling even, you know, before what happened to Jose to being the face of the franchise. And that would, and that's saying something when you had, you know, Jose Fernandez, yeah, who appeared to be in his prime, and Giancarlo Stanton, is like, if you just looked at their team, their best baseball player, you know, their guy who was in the lineup all the time, who, you know, is just, like you said, scratching the surface on stardom. And, you know, to be an outfielder, to be an all-star, you have to have power. And for that to really emerge in the second half and the power numbers, you know, hitting 98 RBIs and 21 homers, you know, both career highs, and making you think there's a lot more in there. And just, I think Christian kind of also embraced the fact that now he turned 25 earlier this month, that, you know what, I have to kind of be a guy. I got to kind of be more than just the young kid. You know, I have to kind of grow into being not only a leader, a guy who's going to represent this franchise. Obviously, he signed long-term, a guy that's going to want to, you know, kind of carry the torch and you know, be, you know, a David Wright-type presence in the Marlins clubhouse, as David Wright is and has been for the Mets for all these years, to kind of be that player. And I think you saw that. And if I could add another name, Anthony, because I think this guy does not get even remotely enough attention. This year also was a breakout year for JT Realmuto, their young catcher, who is really, you know, a tough-as-nails type of player, really good player, really athletic. And, you know, I think in Yelich and Realmuto, those are two real, you know, nice building blocks, as, you know, this obviously is a pretty strong team as is, but, you know, guys to build forward with. And I think that guy needs to start getting attention. I think, you know, he's, you know, trending towards being an all-star at his position as well.
All right. Well, the Marlins are going to push forward with heavy hearts, of course, and they significantly beefed up their bullpen here this winter as they push ahead in 2017 to try to continue that climb up the NL East ladder. Joe Fusaro is all over for MLB.com. I want to thank him for joining us here. Thank you all for tuning in. It's been MLB.com Extras, Miami Marlins edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.